Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the most must-hear nerdy podcast in the multiverse. This is JB versus the podcast, and I'm your host, JB. And this is not the most. This is only my second episode of this podcast, and I'm still trying to figure things out, trying to get things structured better to have a better flowing show for you guys. But this won't be one of those shows. As I found out just a few hours ago, Chadwick Boseman, who played Black Panther, has died. He died stage 4 colon cancer, something he was diagnosed with back in 2016. I don't think any of us knew. And I mean, how could we? But he's gone. My deepest condolences to his friends, his family, his wife, fellow fans like me. And I think that's what we have to talk about today is this is so unexpected. I got up this morning thinking I'm gonna go to the theaters and go watch New Mutants and write a review and do a spoiler cast and do a YouTube review and just do what I gotta do with that. It's not gonna happen. Not tonight. I'm not gonna lie to you. This one hurts. This one hurts a lot. I was in the middle of the theater, mid movie, when I found out. So I've been kind of shocked. I came home and I kind of sat down for a second, and next thing I know, 3 hours and 5 phone conversations had gone by with various people talking about this and how they're feeling, and a lot of crying and a lot of emotion. And I'm not gonna lie, I had to get myself together to be able to do this, because this is a tall task to talk about. And I'll get to it in just a second. What do you say? The man was only 43 years old. I like to think of myself as a resilient individual. I like to think that I have this ability to bounce back from things. And when life hits me in the chin, I just kind of get back up and just kind of keep on ticking. But I have nothing on this man. You hear me? Nothing. This guy, in the time that he got diagnosed with cancer, even the time slightly beforehand, he did The Gods of Egypt, Captain America Civil War, Message from the King, Marshall, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, 21 Bridges, The Five Bloods, and to be released Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. He did all that. His own stunts, the physical training required for a Marvel movie, the PR, the press. Just, and did it gracefully and did it with a smile, and nobody knew what was going on. Like, even when those pictures came out a few months ago of him being skinny, and people made fun of him. Nothing but grace, humility, class, and never complained, never said a bad word, or never even spoke up about what he was going through. I'm gonna get personal here for a moment. One of my favorite uncles, from when I was growing up, passed away a couple years ago due to colon cancer. He was my Uncle Justice. He was a tall, muscular, like very much in shape guy, and I saw him kind of just wither down because of this, because of the cancer, the same type of cancer that took Chadwick. And I saw the same type of cancer that took him down, and I saw the effects firsthand. So I can't even imagine what his family is going through right now, or what they are thinking. Cancer almost took my mother. Back during my senior year of high school. Nobody really knew about it. Me and my brother didn't exactly broadcast it, because we really didn't know how to make of it of ourselves. We were just kids at the time. And it's tough watching somebody go through that. It's tough seeing them go through it with chemo. Still speaking personally, my mom is my personal hero, because I've seen her go through it with the cancer. I've seen her go through chemotherapy whilst taking my brother to one school, taking me to another school, taking me to night school, and then maintaining everything else just so I could graduate on time. And I saw the effects on her. Somebody very, very close to me is going through certain treatments of her own, and the toll that it's taken on her person, like presently. And it's, as a bystander of all that, it's hard, because you can only imagine what they are going through personally. And the strength that it takes to kind of carry on while you're going through these types of things. And the fact that he just, on the surface, was just calm, didn't say anything, just kind of carried on. That strength on a level that I couldn't even fathom, that I couldn't even begin to even emulate. Chadwick was important. On a very, very real level, he was so important to us. Trying to keep it together while I'm talking here. Almost every movie role he did meant something. Jackie Robinson in 42. James Brown in Get On Up. Even though Gods of Egypt is such a crap movie, but he was Thoth. He was the only black god in there, in Egypt. It counts for something. Thurgood Marshall in Marshall. And that's even before we even get to him being Black Panther. He betrayed legends and portrayed them well, and represented not just the legacy of those people, but he represented us. Chadwick was us. He was the culture. He was a king. And portrayed that king in Black Panther, and Civil War, Infinity War, and Endgame. Like, he was royalty. And I think, and now that I've gotten on the Black Panther path, because the Black Panther path I could stay on all day. Him as Black Panther meant so much to so many people. I've been a nerd my whole life, and Black Panther is one of my favorite comic book characters. Has been since I was a kid. And me growing up black and not having that, I didn't have any real representation growing up. We got like Shaq as Steel once, and that was crap. Sorry, Shaq, but it's true. But we didn't get much else. We got Meteor Man. And Meteor Man is a classic with the Golden Lords. But we didn't have much. So to get in this day and age, to get characters that look like me and represent me is more than what I could ask for. Childhood me is jumping for joy. And adult me is happy for the little kids who get to have that. Because, you know, if you're in the late 20s, like early 30s range, like I am, then you didn't have that either. We got Superman. We got several Spider-Man. We got more than a few Batman. Couple Robins here and there. But we did not have anybody that looked like us. And this is not a discredit to Anthony Mackie and Sam Wilson as, you know, Falcon, but Black Panther as a lead character, African king, royalty, the man in charge. With the feature film, and everybody showed up, and everybody came dressed out to the theaters, and one of the highest grossest movies of all time, and he did that. Whew. He was the man. You can't take that away from him. He proved that we can sell. And I say we as African Americans, because that's what took them so long. That's what takes any of these companies so long. They even though the black dollar is as powerful as it is, they still underestimate it grossly. He did it. He made us go from undesirable to undeniable with a movie. He gave representation to so many with one movie. And no matter what they do to us, no matter what they say about us, no matter how they feel about us, they can't take that away from us. They can't take him away from us, even though he's gone. They can't, because he did that, and is going to stand the test of time. Somebody out there is, some little kid out there is inspired by this, inspired by him, by what he meant, by what he did. At the same time, my heart goes out to that little kid who has to be explained by his parents or her parents why he's no longer here. And that also, that really hurts personally, just because I got younger cousins who who love this stuff just as much as I do. But just trying to explain to them why he's no longer here, why their hero is absent. And I was talking to somebody earlier tonight, because she's a mother, and her daughter loves Black Panther and instilled a sense of pride in her and for being Black, a young person proud of being who they are, proud of their skin because of this, just like so many of us are. Some of us not even before him, some of us because of him. And they got to tell their daughter that he's no longer here. And so many others will have to do the same. Man, it breaks my heart. Because he's so young. 43 years old. This was supposed to be a New Mutant spoiler cast. That was on the docket for tonight. But here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm at a loss for words. You're not going to find that happening too many times on this podcast, but I am. I'm hurt. I'm sad. I feel hollow and a little empty right now. Because this year has just taken so much from us. And it's exposed so much. And we're not talking about like Kobe and the protests, and even as recent as Jacob Blake earlier this week, but that's another thing. Like, this year has it has been a terror on us. But we have to stay strong. We have to stay diligent. And we have to stay in this fight called life. We have to dig a little deeper to pull ourselves out of this and dust ourselves off. Mourn, of course. Mourn. But we have to move forward. We have to find a way to move forward. Because this life and this year will keep coming at us. And I guarantee you it's not done yet. This is just the latest. But it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Man, if you had told me like this was going to be my night, I would have told you were crazy. Because I don't know. They always say that the good die young. And he was exceptional. Just go look. Go look at any clip of him, like out in the world, or him speaking. That was a good brother right there. Just go. Just go look up anything. Is we go look up, all right? Go look up any clip within the past few years, the last 3 or 4 years, knowing that he was going through what he was going through. This man did like 7 movies in a 4-year span, back to back, and he did it for us, for our entertainment. Man. Nothing can really like remove like the sting of this. And that was probably like a long pause, but I'm still here. Probably edit that out. I don't do much crying over celebrities. I definitely cried over Kobe. Because it's freaking Kobe. And the fact that Gigi was with him too. Man. I miss them. I miss Kobe. I miss seeing the way that she looked at him and the way she took after him. If I have children one day, I hope that my kids look at me the same way that Gigi looked at him. Man. All right, I gather myself for a second. Completely lost the point I was trying to make there. But at this time, I'll be having a guest come in and speak real quick. I'm gonna have her come in and do what she got to do. I said that I would have guests on this podcast, and I mean it. And this wasn't the way I intended to have her on, but here we are. So yeah, Miss CJ, who is a writer, author, podcaster, and most importantly, a mother. And I'm going to bring her in and say a few words. So say hey to the people.
Hey, everyone. It's good to be here. So thank you so much for having me, JB.
My absolute pleasure. Yeah, and I'm sorry I'm not bringing you in under, like, better circumstances, because this is really devastating. Like, and
I know. You know, it's hard to imagine losing someone you really valued and looked at as a king. Because that's what he, you know, Chadwick, you know, we're talking about Chadwick Boseman here. But just to see a king, because that's what we considered him as. When he became Black Panther and became King of Wakanda, he became the king of the Black people, pretty much. It was like a unspoken rule type thing, you know? But just to see him gone and, you know, like I was telling you earlier, and like I had tweeted earlier also on my Twitter, that, you know, I feel for you Black men. I'm here mourning for you guys, because that was something that you guys were able to truly witness. You know, someone that you guys saw at age, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, watching him on TV, like, ooh, I want to be Black Panther one day. And then see a Black man in an all-Black cast in a grade A movie, directed, all-star cast, you name it, movie. Like, how can this happen to him? How can it happen to a king?
And just so suddenly, like I mentioned earlier, in this podcast episode, I lost my uncle to colon cancer a couple years ago, and I saw, like, the deterioration and the difference, and it never occurred to me, and it never would have occurred to me in a million years that he was going through the same thing.
But what was so crazy is that when you seen people deteriorate from it, like my grandfather, he passed away 6 years ago in June. It wasn't from colon cancer, but it was still from cancer. He passed away from lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's just that it hits you so suddenly. You know what I mean? And then to have that connection to that is something more, if that makes sense to me.
It does.
So, but yeah, no, I understand, because it's like whenever you see the treatments that they undergo, like the chemo treatments and everything. Like when Chadwick posted that picture of him back in December, it then when of course Black Twitter bullied him and Black Instagram, you know, it's always us. We do it to our own kind. Yeah, we was cracking jokes because at the same token, everybody thought he was preparing for another role in another movie. I know I thought he was. I thought he, you know, we was probably gonna get some type of slave movie or something coming out of that.
Supposed to. Well, that's what I thought. And then definitely around the time he got the role for for the Black Samurai.
Right.
So that was definitely about a thing. I mean, just nobody expected that to be the answer. And man, I feel kind of like wow, because now it's just for me, it's just putting two and two together on that. And just knowing that how hard he was going for us.
No, seriously.
Think about this. He was diagnosed with cancer 4 years ago. So he had it beforehand. We're talking about during that time frame. Gods of Egypt, Captain America Civil War, Message from the King, Marshall, Black Panther, Infinity War, Endgame, 21 Bridges, and the Five Bloods, and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that's in post-production right now. Like he did all of that while dealing with this.
And then not only
It
that, he was still filming, you know, Black Panther 2 because they had already confirmed it. It was already starting to go into the works. So
he
it's
was.
like at this point, do we want a Black Panther 2? Just listening to him talk, speak with confidence. You know, you don't see that too often these days. And then have you seen that clip of him where he did the speech to the night they was honoring Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
That was powerful. You could see Denzel look shocked when he found out that was one of the kids that he paid for, actually made it, actually took his advice and his words and guidance and applied it to himself. And
Yeah.
then he looked like he was about to tear up as well. When I was looking at they zoomed in on Denzel. Denzel reminds me of my granddaddy in a way where I feel like Denzel is a man of few words when it comes to publicity. He's such a man of few words. Like he's a mysterious man. He keeps his life private. You don't hear too much about what's going on with him. You know? So Chadwick literally followed his footsteps. And to watch that video now has an even greater impact, I'm sure, on Denzel. And I tweeted that. I said, I can't imagine what Denzel is going through right now. It's like he ran into opportunity after opportunity. Even with Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett had put it on her Instagram that he was one of the students that escorted her on campus when she came in to, I think, was it to do their commencement speech or to do something.
Yeah, she was keynote speaker for that, yeah.
So you ran into Angela Bassett. You have direction from Denzel. That this was his. Oh, okay, I'm about to get choked up here. This was his life. His life was destined for everything that he came with. Everything that he literally, what did he tell Denzel? In order to, you know, in order to water, you got to be watered.
Yeah.
And I think that just hit on so many levels.
Oh, man. I was doing fine earlier, but I'm not doing so fine right now.
I know, I'm so sorry. That's what I was like when it just dawned on me, like you just gotta put it together. Like he had these opportunities and he took them. And that's one thing that I can say, that he truly was an all-American Black man.
That's a fact.
He did it the right way. He went about it the correct way. And it's always, how could someone so pure be tainted by cancer? How could this happen to him? And then the thing about it is that they tell you not to get your colon checked until you're 40. That means that he was not even 40 when he was diagnosed with stage 3. So my question, so it begs the question, at what age do you should you really start getting your colon checked?
And I mean, let's be real, amongst men, especially black men, that's a stigma to get that done.
But he just showed how important it is to get it done.
Absolutely.
And I really hope that black men, especially our generation, because we're getting there. We're almost at that point. We're almost there. I'm about to be there where I have to get a mammogram. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting to that age, but that's our reality. We have to face it. But this just goes to show why these things are important to do.
Absolutely. This year has beaten a lot of us down, because this year has just taken and exposed and ripped and torn and tugged at our hearts and our emotions and our psyches. It's
been a mentally draining year.
Absolutely. It
has. And
it's getting harder to just take these situations that we're going through, pick up the pieces, dig a little deeper, and try to keep moving forward. This is another thing that we'll have to do. And we'll have to pull ourselves up, mourn the loss, dig a little deep, and then try to move on with life. And it's getting increasingly harder. And it's like, how much more do we have left in us? Like, we're dealing with protest and Jacob Blake and the elections around the corner and this on top of the normal everyday stuff that we have going on in our personal lives.
I know, and it's not like the world was even finished grieving Kobe Bryant.
Nah. Miss Kobe every day.
And it's really been a hell of a year.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
That's all I can really just say about 2020. You know, everyone came in with such high and great expectations. This was the year. Barbara Walters, see, now this is where I blame it. They didn't have Barbara Walters say, you know, this is 2020. That's why we're having the year we're having, okay? That's the blame. I blame it because the media did not take advantage of having Barbara up there with her red lipstick on and her pearls.
There you go.
This is 2020. I blame it. That's what cursed us this year. That's what I'm blaming it on.
We've had everything, it seems like, this year that just happened to us. Like, I would say, what more can we do that, but I don't want to jinx it.
Right. And I think earlier, you know, I had tweeted, you know, this was like the second death I had learned in 24 hours. You know, my company, our vice president, one of the vice presidents passed away today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And yeah, and guess where it was from? Cancer. And I was about to say, I wonder if it was from colon cancer, but I forgot I'm not on my work laptop right now.
During this pandemic, I've lost at this point 6 friends. And I too had lost 2 on the same night. Well, rather, I found out about one, and the other one had committed suicide on one night. But most of my friends that I've lost, not COVID, other things. And one of them was addiction. Didn't even know they were dealing with it that tough. They have been dealing with it for years. And yeah, suicide, depression.
Oh, that's another subject for another day, because I can go on about that.
I know you know something about that.
Oh, yeah. I got something for the people. If the people like me, I'll come back and share my story.
I definitely need you to come back when, you know, we're not talking about stuff like this.
Oh, no, for sure. You know, I would love to come back. You know, that is not an issue. I just feel like, you know, what's going on right now, I really feel, you know, just to touch on mental health, I really feel like you black men really deserve attention now more than ever. Your idols are passing. You have to deal with the everyday battle of being a Black man. You have to deal with the, you know, the expectations that society has placed on you. You also have to think about, oh, what's the last thing I wanted to say? You have to think about your family. You have to think about them.
That's real.
And you have to think about your mental health. You have to get yourself in order. You know, police brutality. Y'all Black men, y'all have it rough out here right now. Y'all do. And if no one can see, then they're blinder than any. They're the most blind thing ever. I don't know. I don't know what to compare it to. Because it's blind. It's way blinder than the bat.
And one thing I feel like we also as Black men have to do is we have to appreciate the Black women more.
Yeah.
Because y'all really do go to bat for us. And y'all do it early, often, every time, even when we don't deserve it. So, yeah, I guess on behalf of all Black men, I want to say that we love you and we appreciate you.
Well, I would like to accept on the Black women's behalf.
Because we really aren't anything without you guys. You guys are really our backbone.
Nice to hear. That's really warming to my heart, you know. Just being a Black woman in today's society, you know, I'm a HBIC in this thing, you know, like outside of, you know, just podcasting and writing, I still have my everyday, you know, 9-to-5 job. You know, I work at a corporate company, you know. Not a too big of a company, but it's nice to know that I've been there and blessed to see 7 years with this company. So, you know, sometimes it's hard. You know, I'm a mom. I'm a single mom, but I try to do what I have to do. So for all you mamas that's out there and all you single daddies that's out there, keep rocking it. Because there's some single fathers out there.
I know a couple of good ones.
Me too. And I'm proud of y'all. I got y'all back 100%. You ever need a babysitter, don't call me.
You brought them in. You reeled them in there real quick.
I know. But no, seriously. If anything else, I know, like, right now, just to also kind of say this to you, you know, I'm thinking about with everything that's going on and just mental health wise, you know, I also think that we need to take this time out to focus on our Black children as well.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
That actually brings me to a question I want to ask you, because prior to me talking to you tonight, I had talked with several people about what's going on tonight with Chadwick and how they feel. But you as a parent, like, how do you feel? Like, how does this make you feel? Like, his loss makes you feel?
Well, I don't have a son, so it's a little different for me. Mm-hmm. I'll just go based off of what I can tell you. My nephews, for example, I'll just use my nephews. One of them actually went to one of the conventions here in Dallas. I think it was AECON.
Mm-hmm.
Last year in 2019, and I believe he dressed up like Black Panther. But it's going to be hard to try to tell a child, you know, hey, your superhero is dead. He's not coming back. You won't see him no more. You know what I mean?
And what advice would you give a single parent, like, who has a son or anybody who looked up to Chadwick or Black Panther for that matter? Like, what advice would you give them?
It all depends on how you parent your child. There we go. With me, if it was like, say for instance, with my daughter, I'll just tell her, let her know, like, you know, well, you know, the guy that's the actor Black that plays Black Panther, well, he passed away. She understands, you know, my daughter is about to be 7. So she understands what, you know, passed away means. For children younger, you know, you can just say, you know, that they went on to eternity or they crossed over into, you know, heaven, meaning that they'll go to sleep and then whenever God says it's time for them to wake up, wake back up, then they'll wake back up. That's the best way you can say it. I mean, eventually they'll grow out of the wake back up and understand what death is by the age, you know, 6 or 7. But just to kind of help ease it and go on by, I would also say keep your children encouraged because they're going to be discouraged. Hell, we're all discouraged right now.
Absolutely.
We're all discouraged. So you would treat this as if you're mourning too. How would you like to be? How would you feel when someone takes care of you when you're mourning? What do you want to feel? Give that same type of emotion or interaction or what may have you, what you want, instill that into your child. Let them know that it's okay to cry. It's okay to have these feelings. We cry for people we've never met. We're crying for Chadwick right now. I never met the man personally, but you couldn't tell me that because somehow, some way, he has led me to believe that his purpose here on earth was fulfilled.
There you go. Man, this is
It's deep.
Yeah. It is difficult. Because we're recording this just hours after we got the news.
Right. So we're kind of settled in a little bit now. Like earlier I was in tears.
Yeah, when I found out the news, I said at the top of this podcast that I found out whilst in the middle of watching New Mutants. I was in the theater. And I wanted to walk out. I straight up wanted to walk out. And I got back home in the aftermath because I'm thinking I'm just going to do a spoiler cast, do a YouTube video, and do a written review and just be done with this movie. And I ended up sitting in the same spot for like 4 hours, taking phone calls, making phone calls, and gauging how other people feel. Like, this was not how my night was supposed to go.
Right.
But here we are. And now we got this. And like I said earlier, now we have to dig deep and pull ourselves up, mourn, feel what we got to feel, and find a way to move forward. Oh, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Of course, of course.
Like, you are one of my favorite Twitter followers. Like, we down like full flats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, my Twitter life, I love my Twitter life. That's all I have to say.
Well, now I got to get you back. We got to talk about stuff. We got to talk about your writing. You're a fellow Ruby fan like I am.
Yes.
And the new season is going to be around the corner too, before too long. So I definitely want to talk to you about that. And I want to talk to you about your cosplay as well. You got a lot going on.
Man, you don't even know the beginning of it. I have all of this. And plus, I'm planning 2 birthday parties. It's funny because my daughter's birthday is exactly 2 weeks after mine. So you could only imagine. And then today was a hectic day at work. It was just, it's just a lot, you know? But, you know, somehow, some way, I still make time to do all of the things that I need to do. Yes, I am writing. I am trying to get back into the whole writing, blogging thing. I kind of took a hiatus from that since earlier this year when I was going through some things. And, excuse me. But, yeah, so I have that going. I have my virtual cosplay release party. It's going to be an exclusive release party where I do my cosplay. If you're not familiar with cosplay, the best way I can explain it is, you know, those people that you see go to the conventions all dressed up and you be like, oh, where in the heck are they going? Yeah, I'm one of those people. So, yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. It's a great hobby to have. I love doing it. I didn't realize how long I had talked about doing cosplay until someone had tweeted under a picture, and someone I had went to a community college with years ago, like 10 years ago. And it was like, wow, you always said that you wanted to do it, and now you're doing it. And in my head, I was thinking, have I said that I've always wanted to cosplay? Like, have I always said that this was my dream? And apparently it always has been. So, you know, now I have like a closet full. I have a new cosplay that just came in like yesterday, and I'm definitely not telling anybody. Like, the one I have for my birthday, some people know what it is, you know, due to safety reasons, because of, you know, I have photographers and stuff like that. But right. This time nobody knows about this one, and I'm excited for that one as well. So it's going to be a thief in the night. That's a hint.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that. Where can the people find you?
Oh, yes. Everybody can find me at Tattoos and Lipstick. That's at Tattoos, the letter N, LIPSTCK. And it is the same across all social media platforms. So that's Twitter, Instagram. On TikTok, it's Tats and Lipstick. But there you only find videos of my adorable daughter doing amazing TikTok challenges. But it's mitigated by me.
Miss CJ, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie, for having me. And hope to see you soon.
You as well.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. First of all, I'd like to thank CJ for joining this episode of the podcast. If you were looking for me on the social interwebs, you can find me at JB versus the World on Facebook and Instagram. Also, JB versus the World on YouTube. And you can find me on JBV the World on Twitter, because versus was just too darn long for them to accept. This has been a wild one. I'm still going to do the New Mutants spoiler cast. Still going to do the written review and the YouTube review. So just be on the lookout for those. This was just way more important. Like way, 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 way more important. And it just is what it is. It's sad. It hurts. It sucks. But, you know, what it is. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being a hero. Thank you for being a role model. Thank you for being a beacon. Thank you for being hope. Thank you for breathing life into a character that so many of us needed. Thank you for just being the pillar of strength and humbleness and class that you were while you were dealing with such a horrific thing, such a painful thing. Thank you so much. You Bombe. You guys take care of yourselves and each other. JB out.